Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Live Project Podcast here on Unica Radio. My name is Elizabeth, and today I'm joined by Maja Laugala, who is from Latvia, but currently she's doing her European Solidarity Corps volunteer project in Faenza, Italy. Nice to meet you, Maja.
Nice to meet you again. I mean, we do know each other from, like, years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Maja and I actually go way back because we come from the same country and we also studied at the same university a few years ago. So it's really nice to talk to you today and to hear more about what your life has been like lately. So before we do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where do you come from and how did you even end up here in Italy doing volunteer work?
So basically, I come from a very small village in Latvia. I went to school there, did a lot of active stuff, and part of that stuff was also being part of several international projects, which my English teacher organized, and I am very grateful for that, as I did spend like 3 months in Spain, which was the longest project then. And that kind of motivated me to study English after high school. So I applied for a bachelor's in English philology. I did my studies. I did also work while studying in English summer camps and as a private English tutor, also teaching English in kindergartens, but still with a thought of not only teaching but also popularizing the like Erasmus in general, as I had been part of many projects and I was thinking how I could maybe not, you know, educate children English wise but also make them apply to all these projects. So after I got my degree, there was the lockdowns and everything, and I was like, okay, this is my time. I don't have my studies anymore. I'm just working. I have always dreamt about these kinds of projects, and I could find something that is connected with the topic I was interested in. And then I started looking in the ESC portal, just, you know, like getting accustomed to the website. I think I started with I don't know. I just knew I wanted to be somewhere in the south. And like I tried to get the perfect combination of the project, the country, the length, because I knew I wanted to do to have the project as long as possible. And I found the 1 year project which I'm in right now. I did go through a lot of like changing my mind a bit, because at first I was like, you know, I don't care, like I could do like anything basically, just with the criteria that I'm in the south. But then as I started researching things and actually thinking about what I could do for a whole year, I was thinking more about my hobbies and things I like, and then I remembered, actually, oh, why did I start studying English? Oh, because it was because I wanted to introduce people to these projects. So it was like months till I realized what I actually want to do. And then I found the project I'm in right now.
Thank you very much, Maja, for sharing. I think many people, myself also included, can really resonate to what you said about how you decided to look into the world of the European Solidarity Corps. So yeah, I'm very glad to hear that it seems it has worked out really well for you. Okay, right now for us it's time to take a little break and listen to a song, but in a few minutes we'll be back here on Unica Radio and continue talking to Maja about her volunteering experience. And this time we'll focus more about her specific project and the tasks that she's involved in daily.
Balli strani, passi soddisfatti sto venerdì. Puoi venire qui da me, citofona 3, 2, 3. Acido come la trance, quella del 2003.
Hi everybody, welcome back to the Live Project Podcast here on Unico Radio. Today we're here with Maya from Latvia, who is currently doing her European Solidarity Corps volunteer project in Faenza, Italy. So, Maya, we already started talking about it a little bit, but why don't you now tell us more about the specific project that you're involved in? How is life in Faenza? What are your daily tasks? How is collaborating with other volunteers, if you have them? Yeah, what's it like?
Well, so first of all, it's a project of 1 year. The duration is 1 year. It is called Youth International, and which is quite interesting. It's actually managed by 3 organizations which work like together with each other, but it's not like I'm only in one. So I mean, I would see it as a pro, because I get to do a lot of different activities, and here I can talk about my timetable, which is not boring at all. Like every day there is different stuff to do. I don't know what I would do without my Google Calendar, actually. And so basically I have in my contract, I have 30 working hours per week, and it's kind of scattered, a few hours in the morning, a few in the afternoon. The job I do most as a youth international, I work in Informa Giovani, in a youth center here in Faenza, right in the center of the city, which is maybe not the same as the youth centers in Latvia, which organizes stuff, but it's more for information, kind of job-wise or international opportunity-wise for young people, and they can also come to us to update or do their CVs. But my job there is social media. I am splitting the work, in general, the project, with a Spanish girl, Cecilia. We're both the youth internationals. And so she's doing a newsletter about like the newest opportunities for international things, but I'm doing social media work, which I'm very passionate about in general. It's managing their Instagram and Facebook accounts. And so that's like, now basically I do it every day. But also an important part of this project, which is also why I applied, is that we get to work with international projects. So first of all, we were writing our own project, which we just finished, because I had participated in youth exchanges before. And here, one of the companies, Semi, they do these kinds of projects. We took part in two this year. We organized, I was one of the volunteers. We organized two, and we also wrote one for next year, which is called Everybody, about like body image issues, which is quite an interesting topic. So we do that, and then there's the kind of classic activities. I don't know if you have them, but it's like promoting it, Erasmus, like social media stuff and blogging, personal projects. We have time to learn Italian as well. Now we don't have the offline lessons anymore, but we also always have the OLS platform.
That sounds really interesting. I'm very glad to hear that this volunteering experience also gives you a chance not only to maybe focus only on one area of tasks or just explore one talent and one responsibility, but actually gives you a chance to develop different sets of skills and explore and experiment. That sounds really cool, and I'm happy to hear that you have this chance. Okay, so now it's time for us to take another song break, but in a minute we'll be back and we'll talk more to Maya about her future plans after she has completed her volunteer service.
Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Unica Radio.
Hi everybody, we're back live on the Unica Radio with Maya from Latvia, who's currently completing her European Solidarity Corps volunteer service in Faenza, Italy. So Maya, I understand that your contract for the volunteer service is for 12 months, so a whole year, but if I'm correct, then you're only halfway done with the project, is that right?
Yes, that is right. So I'm still here in Faenza, going live as a volunteer here. I started at the end of February. So yes, I still have a couple of months left.
So I think you might already know what my next question is going to be. I do hate to ask because from personal experience, I know that as a young person, it can be quite terrifying to hear this question, but I still really want to know. And I think the listeners are also interested. Have you thought about what's next in the plans for you? Have you thought about what you're going to do after your volunteer service is over? Do you want to travel more? Do you want to maybe find work or other volunteer projects abroad? Or do you think you're going to go back home to Latvia?
So whenever people ask me this question, I'm like, please don't ask me this question. Because as for a lot of volunteers, this year is basically to avoid real life and not think about real things. So no, I don't have a plan yet for the future. I am still looking for opportunities as I've always done. So not necessarily going back is a goal. I don't know. I guess where I would find a good match again, like this project was the perfect match at the perfect timing, and I'm hoping to find something like that as well again.
Yeah, that sounds completely understandable. Myself, I'm only in the beginning stage of my volunteer service here in Cagliari, but I can completely imagine that towards the end of it, I might feel very overwhelmed and confused about what's next. So I definitely do wish you the best of luck and hope that you manage to find whatever it is you really want to do next. So my final question today for you is, how would you encourage other young people globally and more specifically maybe in our own country to apply for these kind of opportunities? You yourself, you said that you come from a small village in Latvia, which is also not that big of a country in itself. Imagine somebody in that same position. How would you encourage them to maybe step out of their comfort zone and go through with this European Solidarity Corps project?
I mean, you know, I didn't step out of the small village necessarily. I would advise to gather some experience before or maybe start with short-term things, as it can be a lot. For me, it was perfect as I started with shorter and consequently now I'm doing 12 months. So I would generally advise to do things, travel, and as for volunteering, I mean, my thought process is, of course, you know, now I don't have any real responsibilities, so if not now, then when?
Yeah, I have to say I completely agree with you. I think it's a very sensible thing to do. That's exactly what I did. Actually, I participated in many short-term projects and volunteer services before I decided to apply to a long-term European Solidarity Corps activity. And I think that's what made me a lot more prepared than I maybe would have been a year ago. So thank you for the advice and encouragement for other young people. I think it's very reasonable what you said. And thank you very much for joining us today. It was absolutely great to talk to you again and to hear what you've been up to. Like I said previously, I wish you the best of luck in the final months of your volunteer service. And I do hope that whatever is right for you in the future comes soon. And to everyone else who joined us today, thank you very much for listening. And definitely stay tuned with our live project updates, because very soon we'll be back with other stories and interviews with volunteers, and also we will host podcasts about human rights and other things. So see you very soon and thank you for joining us today.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.